Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we've been preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. And those lessons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are digging a little bit deeper. And today we're in Hebrews chapter 11, verses 17 to 19. They read, "By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had received the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son, even though God had said to him, 'It is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned.' Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead, and figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death." Well, once again, the Hebrew writer, or the writer to the Hebrews, brings the attention of his readers back to Abraham. And this particular story, perhaps the pinnacle of his faith, that is so moving and perhaps a little troubling, but certainly also very inspiring. We find the story that's referred to here in Genesis chapter 22. We won't read the whole story, but we will dip into it just to give a bit more depth to what we're talking about here. Genesis chapter 22, verse 1, "Sometime later God tested Abraham. He said to him, 'Abraham, here I am,' he replied. Then God said, 'Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, go to the region of Moriah, sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains I will tell you about.'" We have no dialogue there between God and Abraham at that point, simply the fact that in verse 3 it says, "Early the next morning, Abraham got up and saddled his donkey." Extraordinary demonstration of faith. It says he took with him two of his servants, his son Isaac. When he had cut enough wood for the burnt offering, he set out for the place God told him about. On the third day, Abraham looked up, saw the place in the distance. He said to his servants, "Stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship, and then we will come back to you." Was Abraham speaking by faith there? That's a good question. Perhaps he could see something beyond what appeared to be. Verse 6, "Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac, and he himself carried the fire and the knife. As the two of them went on together, Isaac spoke up and said to his father, 'Abraham, father.' 'Yes, my son,' Abraham replied. 'The fire and the wood are here,' Isaac said, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?' Abraham answered, 'God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son.' And the two of them went on together." And we'll leave it at that. You can read the rest of the story. What an extraordinary example of faith. As the story goes on, of course, he does begin or attempt to sacrifice his son in obedience, and God stops him at the last moment. It seems to me that the reason why the writer is bringing this story to the attention of his readers in Hebrews 11 is that he wants to use the example of Abraham as somebody who refused to limit God's power. Abraham somehow believed that God was going to work this out, even though it looked impossible. He'd, of course, already been through a situation like that where it was impossible for him to have a son, and yet God had done that. So he now goes to his next test to, again, not limit God's power or the method through which he would keep his promise. And so he did not limit his obedience. He did not set human limits on what God could do. This seems to be an appropriate example for the people to whom the writer is writing. They were being called to obedience of God's word, no matter what the consequences. And those consequences appear to have become very unpleasant. They are being reminded by this story that the promise they stand to inherit is far better than any offered even to Abraham, the father of faith. And if that's the case, then any task, any obedience of faith that's demanded by God will be worth it. It is through their obedience that they will receive the great promises. The challenge is there for us too, especially as we grow older as Christians, to not limit the obedience we're called upon to give so that God can bring about his promises in our lives. Well, next time we'll go on to verse 20. If you'd like to know more about our church, you can find us at nwlcc.org. My email is malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org. And in Twitter, my Twitter feed is mccx. And also in iTunes, if you type in mccx, you'll find us under podcasts there. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.